This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For decades, a lot of newspapers delivered their Sunday advertising supplements to everybody in their circulation area, not even non-subscribers. A lot of times that meant a short detour to the recycling bin as you walk back inside with the actual paper. And that, along with the way the print economy is changing, really, helps explain why we learned this week that the Chicago Tribune is about to end that practice. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
Sending the Sunday ads to everybody used to be great for advertisers.
To make sure that every household in Chicago knew what the price of lettuce was going to be this week.
That's Owen Youngman from the Medill School of Journalism. And that, he says, was then.
Instead of one audience of 3 million, which the Tribune might have served on a Sunday with its million copies, it's 3 million audiences of one.
This practice of blanketing the whole circulation area with the ad supplement was actually an early innovation in using databases to target audiences. In this case, the trick was getting the database to tell you which households were subscribers and which weren't. That way you could promise advertisers they weren't paying to hit the same household twice. That data has only gotten more refined. Randy Novak is with NSA Media. They sell ads in local papers to national advertisers. He says it's not a million copies of the same ad that's getting distributed. It goes down to the zip code. Say I'm a grocer, I've got a store with lots of competitors, so one way to get customers is
by being much more competitive, say, with the price of milk. So if I'm selling it for $2.99 in a very competitive area and maybe $3.99 in a not-so-competitive area,
then I can target my Tribune ad to tell people what the price of milk is in their local store. Here's the other thing. The Trib actually has a new print product that's a hit, and Novak thinks its success has to do with why this blanket delivery is going away. And that print product? It's the Sunday ads. People actually sign up to subscribe to them. They just don't want the day-old news cluttering up their doorstep. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.